New Country, Minnesota 93, TJ here, and joined today by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Let's talk today about what might be people's big worries. What do you guys encounter when it comes to somebody who is going to need some home care? And Freedom Home Care is being, I guess I'd say, interviewed for the possibility to be that provider. With families and people in general, what are some of the biggest worries that you see that people come in with? And we can kind of put it at ease for people right now.
You know, I think a lot of times people feel almost threatened at even the suggestion of having some help or needing some help. And so there's definitely some things that we hear, and we just want to stress that we're trying to help you retain your independence. So here's a few things that we come across. Some people might think, well, I'm not sick. I don't need somebody to come in the house. And instead, we want you to know that it's an opportunity to make life easier for you. You don't have to be sick to have a caregiver come in and help with daily activities that have become difficult or tiring, or even provide just a little bit of companionship if you might be kind of lonely. A big one is restricting independence. People feel like their independence might be taken away. But really, that it's quite the opposite. You're still the boss in your own home. Your caregiver's not going to come in and tell you what to do and when to do it. But they're really there to help you maintain your independence and help you be as successful in your home as possible. And what we find is that when people have that little bit of extra help, maybe somebody's making sure they're eating properly or getting their medication on time, it's actually an opportunity to perhaps stay in the home longer because they have that that assistance and they're able to be a little healthier. Just a couple more here. I know there's a lot I could say on the topic.
Yep.
but, you know, another worry that people might have is that they're not sure about having a stranger in their home. And it's kind of funny because the first time you meet anybody, they're a stranger, you know, until you get to know them. But we really work hard to make sure that people are comfortable with the caregivers coming in. So we want them to know that they're vetted by Freedom Home Care. We're going through all the steps and, you know, doing the background checks, doing all these things. But we're also providing an opportunity if somebody wants to meet a caregiver before they get started, being able to do that, or letting them know, you know, if you've given your caregiver a few times and you're just not clicking, then we'll work with you to find somebody new. So really trying to make them comfortable in that way.
It's almost like you're auditioning a new friend, right?
Yeah, and you know, that's such a good point, TJ, because very truly, once people have that one-on-one contact with their caregiver over some time, you really do build some really great relationships and even friendships. So that's perfect.
If we have some more questions and we need to get some more information, obviously getting in touch with you is something we need to do. What are the best ways for us to do that?
Yeah, so give us a call at Freedom Home Care at 507-387-4663 or 387-HOME. Otherwise, check out our website too at freedomhomecarellc.com. I did put a little article here on our blog about some of these concerns that people might have when looking at home care.
All right. There is always a lot of very useful information right on the website. So that is a great place to start. Otherwise, give them a call. Christine Nessler with me today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.